Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. You're tuned in to the Alex Jones Show with 216 days, 12 hours, 59 minutes left until November 5th, the 2024 presidential election. Now, let me tell you what we have coming up for you today. I'm going to be here in the first hour breaking down some very important news. There's two stories that the mainstream media is not telling you. And one of them, we all kind of know it, but nobody just comes out and says it. And that's the missing president. That is the absentee president, Joe Biden. Where is he? What is he doing? What does he do with his days? Why is there no access? Why are there no press conferences? Now, we all know why. Joe Biden's not really running anything. He's a puppet. He can't physically or mentally be the president. But it's kind of a big deal. The missing president, the MIA president, the president that's not there, the no-show president, Joe Biden. And we're just supposed to act like that's normal. Because at least it's not Trump. But okay. That's like... it's like a dead flower in your yard, maybe, or a patch of grass that's rotted, compared to your house that is now on fire, which is the rising geopolitical tensions. Now they talk about this in the media, but they sit here and they talk about Russia and they talk about Israel and everybody's got their angle and everybody's got their side and this propaganda over here and that propaganda over there. But the big story is being completely missed. And I'm really going to lay into this in the opening segment today because it's very important and nobody else is talking about it. And this is what's so important about it. Whether you like Putin or hate Putin, whether you like Biden or hate Biden, whether you're pro-Israel or anti-Israel, none of that matters. We're all humans on this planet. We all have to share this surface. And the psychotic political establishment is getting us closer to a serious potential for World War III, which most experts predict will be nuclear. And if we have a nuclear war like that, it's going to be levels of damage, destruction, of which truly I don't even think we can fathom. But see, that's what nobody's talking about. Everybody's got this angle that's anti-Russia, or this angle that's pro-Israel, or this angle that's over here. Or you have these crazy politicians like Lindsey Graham. Bomb them! Let's bomb Iran! Another congressman comes out and says, let's have war with Iran. These are psychotics. You want to go to have war with Iran? Go ahead. You want to go have war with Russia? Go ahead. You want to go have war on the Gaza Strip? Go ahead. Nobody's stopping you. Hop on a plane, go pick up some military equipment, go to war, have fun. But see, that's the thing. It doesn't matter what your political opinions on the matter are. The series of events that are occurring right now, and the two major ones that, again, are just not getting proper coverage, doesn't matter your political viewpoint on any of this. Russia is basically blaming the West for the terror attack in Moscow. That's kind of a big deal. Whether you think Russia's right or wrong, whether you think Russia is lying about it or being honest about it, doesn't matter. That's what they're saying. They're blaming the West. They're blaming the CIA. They're blaming the State Department. They're blaming the Pentagon. And then Israel just bombed an Iranian embassy in Syria. Syria, Russia's main ally.
like alarm bells. So we'll come back, and I'm going to be covering all this in the first hour, and then we got some big guests coming up. But we're going to come back with the sirens again, because this is not getting proper attention. And this isn't about fear-mongering. I got these other stories about viruses. I'm not going to fear-monger over this. This is potential nuclear war.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Special reports from Alex. As usual, when I'm filling in, it's truly an honor. It's truly a privilege to be here. I do not take it for granted. I do not take it lightly. The fact that I am here with you broadcasting today live from the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Every day is a blessing. Every day we're on air is a victory. Now, having said that, we're going to be talking about the most serious issues right now that are being completely missed by the mainstream media, because that's our job. And I got to tell you, it's a beautiful day in Austin. Really a beautiful day, surrounded by great people here with the crew, great friends and family. Even got a haircut today. Really just feeling good, you know? Just life is just feeling good. You ever have those days? But I sit here and I look at the mainstream media and I realize how much they're letting the people down. And I sit here and I look at our politicians. I look at the biggest names in news with the biggest platforms, and nobody's talking about what's really going on. And so this is why we exist. This is why InfoWars exists. And this is the most valuable news organization. This is the most valuable crew. This is the most valuable and important audience as well. And we've proved it time and time again. But let me just tell you what has me so irked today. What is the mainstream media missing? What are the big stories that we just aren't getting any coverage of? Yeah, we can talk about the psychotic leftists and their new religion of transgenderism and sexuality and activism. That's a real thing. That's a real issue, definitely. I can sit here and I can fearmonger over these stories coming out, and they're talking about new viruses and disease X and the vaccines killing all these people. That's definitely happening. That's definitely real. But there's two things right now that nobody's talking about that are really probably the biggest things right now, and nobody wants to talk about them. And I guess part of that is the American people are kind of just numb. And as long as your Netflix series is still going, or your favorite sports team is still playing, or the concerts are still going, and the restaurants are still open, and the golf course is still, green with grass and everything, I guess maybe then everything's fine. But from the perspective of your politicians and the mainstream media, they still got their millions of dollars. They still got their fancy cars and their fancy houses and their fancy security. So it's just not real. It's just not real. None of this is real. It doesn't exist. It's not a real threat. Go about your day. They don't care. It's not real to them. But let me tell you, these two stories are extremely real. And it's the biggest thing that nobody's talking about. And the media and our politicians are so disconnected, they think it's funny. Oh, we're going to defend Joe Biden, the no-show president who doesn't even know where he is half the time, who lies about everything. We're going to defend him and we're going to laugh about it because, ha-ha, those Trump supporters hate it so much. We're going to stick it to them. No, the fact Joe Biden is a criminal and has sold this country out, and then the one aspect nobody's talking about is MIA. Joe Biden is an MIA president. He never shows up to work. He doesn't have press conferences. He doesn't talk to the media. He doesn't have meetings with foreign leaders. He doesn't call Russia to try to stop a war from happening. Joe Biden is a missing in action president. Now, that might seem innocent enough. That might seem like not a big deal. Except when you have what's looming now geopolitically, that is a huge deal. That's like going onto the field in the Super Bowl and not having a quarterback. The teams are coming onto the field, the Dallas Cowboys and the New England Patriots, and the Cowboys don't have a quarterback. Oh, my gosh. That would be the announcer for the game. Where is the Cowboys quarterback? The Cowboys don't have a quarterback. It's the Super Bowl, and there's no quarterback for the Cowboys. What is going on? This is madness. They can't compete. That's the United States of America right now with Joe Biden. We don't have a quarterback. Our guy's not in the game. Our guy's not on the field. Our guy's not even playing. And the media just says, oh, hey, he didn't say transgender day of visibility. That wasn't him. Oh, he's not a criminal. He didn't get caught with the bank records and 10% for the big guy in the emails and the text. You stupid Trump supporters. So, okay, Joe Biden missing in action. Joe Biden, the no-show president. The story nobody talks about. Well, why is that a big deal? Because it's the Super Bowl. And we don't have a quarterback. Now, I'm about to get into all these headlines. But this is the second phase. This is the other story that nobody's talking about. And it's very important that we understand something. Whether I'm pro-Israel or anti-Israel doesn't matter. Whether I'm pro-Russia or anti-Russia, whether I'm pro-Putin or anti-Putin, whether I'm pro-Iran or anti-Iran, whether I love Joe Biden or hate Joe Biden, whether I'm pro-Trump or anti-Trump, whether I'm a liberal, a Democrat, a Republican, a conservative, none of that matters. None of that matters. Because what is developing right now, geopolitically, what is developing right now with what is basically hypertension in the Middle East and in Ukraine and Russia, it doesn't matter what your affiliations are. It doesn't matter who you support or who you dislike. The current reality of things is getting worse, and nobody seems to be the voice of reason. Not Netanyahu. Joe Biden doesn't show up. And then it seems like Iran is just kind of sitting back and waiting to see what's going to happen. Syria is just kind of sitting back and waiting to see what's happened. Putin has tried to be a voice of reason, but even he's just kind of sit back and let his military go about their business in Ukraine to try to liberate the people in the East. They've been successful. Zelensky's just totally psychotic. European countries dip their foot in the water, then get out, then dip their foot in the water, then get out, then dip their foot in the water, and then get out. And then there's the stereotypical military-industrial complex, never seen a war they didn't like, never seen a war they wouldn't steal money from the U.S. taxpayers to fund, sending limitless weapons and arms into Ukraine. These are all the factors that got built up. How did Donald Trump defeat ISIS? How did Donald Trump defeat ISIS? Was it a military strategy? Was Trump some sort of a military genius? How is it that Trump defeated ISIS? There was no military strategy. All Donald Trump had to do was cut off the funding and cut off the weapons, and ISIS was defeated. So why is it that ISIS is back? Because Joe Biden and the Biden administration and the State Department has sent hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine, and Congress approved it with no oversight, and all this military gear, all this military equipment, plus whatever they left behind in Afghanistan. So now that's all out on the black war market. It's like, you ever seen the movie Lord of War? It's funny that he's a Ukrainian warmonger. So if you've seen the movie, it kind of gives you an idea. It's the black market for military gear. So, Trump defeats ISIS. He just cuts off the funds. Biden gets in there, puts hundreds of billions of dollars back into the vessel state of Ukraine, and what do you know? ISIS is back. So what happens? All that money, and some of it goes to Iran, too. It's all of it. Trump just cut it all off. Trump just said, we're just cutting it all off. We're not sending all this money here. We're not sending all these weapons all over the world. Cuts it all off. ISIS is gone. Peace in the Middle East. Biden gets back in. Hundreds of billions of dollars for Iran. Hundreds of billions of dollars for Ukraine. What do you know? All these proxy groups are back. ISIS. So how did Trump defeat ISIS? He cut their funds. He cut their weapons.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWars.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
That is against all standards and norms. That is such an act of aggression. That is such an act of offense. That is such an act of creating more tension in the region. It's unbelievable. And barely anybody even knows about it. And the media is barely even covering it. That is crazy. The Syrian Ministry of Defense reported an airstrike by the Israeli Air Force on the General Consulate of Iran in Damascus. And they're saying, well, we were killing these generals, we were killing these people. Do you understand that's considered sovereign territory? Do you understand if countries started bombing consulates and embassies, what would happen next? This is such an act of unhinged aggression, and it's Israel basically saying, we're going to do whatever the hell we want. You don't like us killing women and children in Palestine? Too bad, we're cutting off the cameras. Yeah, and we're bombing embassies now too. What you going to do about it? Iran vows to retaliate after Israeli attack on consulate in Damascus. Iran vows revenge after Israel kills top general in airstrike on embassy. This is not a game. This is a serious act of aggression. This is a serious assault and offense. I mean, it's crazy to say, but you know what? There are some rules in war. Israel's breaking them all. You think this is going to go on forever? You think the Arab world is going to let this go on forever? And now they do this strike in Syria, one of the top allies, Assad and Putin, good friends. You think Russia is going to be very happy about this? This is massive. I mean, at least the Drudge Report gets it. Red link, top story, center of the page. But you're barely hearing a peep on the mainstream media. You're barely hearing a peep on the mainstream media. So, okay, there's one side of this coin where tensions are rising. Then there's the Ukraine side. GOP representatives warned Speaker Johnson to suspend rules and pass unpopular Ukraine aid bill. So he's under pressure, the Speaker, to give another $60 billion to Ukraine. It's just nonstop with the funding. And where does it go? Nobody knows. There's no oversight. And then you have these groups that attack Russia. We'll tie it all in together. But see, we know what goes on with this stuff. You think Putin is stupid? Why do you think he told Tucker Carlson, you guys blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline? What do you think he meant by that? So who's supporting the war in Ukraine? Who's funding and arming and aiding the war in Ukraine? It's the United States. It's Victoria Nuland's friends. It's the CIA. It's the State Department. It's not a coincidence this isn't going on when Trump's president, and it is when Biden becomes president. The deep state gets back in control. They start sending the money in ways we've never seen before because they had to play catch-up for the 4 years Trump was in office. So they had to get more money and more weapons at such a high rate, such a high velocity. We're sitting here like, oh, my God. How many hundreds of billions? How many weapons? What do you need? What is going on? That's another $60 billion? $60 billion! And Republicans like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massey are like, hey, let's pump the brakes on this. We've given hundreds of billions already, and they're not winning anything. They're all dying. It's a damn meat grinder. It's so bad in Ukraine, folks, you have no idea the media is covering this up. You have the wealthy elites in the Kiev regime, and this isn't to say that Russia doesn't have their same thing either, but Russia has no problem with their military. You have the wealthy elites in Kiev, the Kiev regime, they're partying every night. They're sipping champagne. They're going to DJ clubs and all this other stuff. And then the Ukraine regime and Zelensky, they go out in the outskirts of Ukraine, what used to be eastern Ukraine, but it's now run by Russia. So now they're going south Ukraine, west Ukraine. And they're pulling people off of farms, and they're pulling people out of their counties and out of their smaller areas, and they're just forcing them to go to war. Women, children, young boys. And nobody in Kiev is going because they're getting all the money. They're running the whole show. And there's now ads running all throughout Ukraine that show this juxtaposition. Now, I can show it on the air, but it's very bloody. It's very gory. There's even some sexual references in there. And it's an anti-war campaign. And it's like, here's what's going on in Kiev. And it's all the rich Ukrainians that love Zelensky, and they're all getting hookers, and they're all going to the strip clubs, and they're all going to concerts, and they're all richer than ever, and they're all buying $500,000 cars. And then you go outside to the rural areas and the country areas, and it's the Ukraine army showing up and pulling you out of your house and pulling the children out and pulling the 45-year-old dad out and sending them over to the war against Russia. And then most of the times they get there and they just put their hands up and say, I surrender. Please don't kill me. I'm not even trained to fight. I don't even know how to fire this RPG. I don't know how to fire this gun. And we're funding it, and we're supporting this. None of this would happen if the United States government was not supporting this. None of this would happen if they didn't have the money and the weapons from the West. Everybody knows this. So now we go back to the terror attack in Moscow. 10th suspect in Moscow terror attack arrested. 10th. And do you know what Russia is saying? They're saying, we know who did this. They came out of Ukraine. They were trained and funded and armed out of the Ukraine regime, which is funded and propped up by the American DC establishment and the State Department and the CIA. Now, whether you're pro-Israel or anti-Israel, when Israel strikes an Iranian embassy in Syria, that's bad news for everybody. Whether you're pro-Russia or anti-Russia, pro-Putin or anti-Putin, when Russia does an investigation into what is essentially their 9/11, when Russia does an investigation into a terror attack that happens in Moscow, and they're basically, without shouting it from the mountaintops, but kind of whispering it into the wind, this was done by the CIA and the United States using their proxy state, their vessel state of Ukraine. That's a big deal. Do I need to spell that out for you? Russia is essentially blaming the United States for that terror attack. Again, whether you're pro-Biden, anti-Biden, pro-Putin, anti-Putin, that is like sirens, hello. And they're digging into it and they're finding out, yep, they were trained, armed, funded, came out of Ukraine. And these are just like third world troglodytes that they just, you know, wind up in one of these proxy groups in the desert. And they just send them around and pay them and everything. Some of them are, you know, known criminals. In Russia, mass deportations of Muslim migrants surge after Moscow terror attack. But Russia is trying to protect its citizens. Meanwhile, we have a wide open southern border. Russia's like, we're going to send all these Muslims out of here because of a potential risk here. Biden has a wide open southern border. Ukrainian drones hit Russia's third largest oil refinery, prompting White House anger. Oh, you're realizing now that you've escalated it too far after you blew up the Nord Stream pipeline and funded all these terror groups, these proxy groups that you don't even have control of? Olympic officials asked Ukraine to spy on Russian athletes, according to the IOC chief. So, folks, this is all bad, okay? Again, it doesn't matter whether you're pro-Putin, anti-Putin, pro-Israel, anti-Israel. These things continue to intensify. There's hypertension geopolitically. And we have a psychotic leadership in Washington, D.C. right now. This should be the biggest story, but nobody in the media is talking about it because they still got their golf carts and their fancy lifestyles.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, so we've got this crazed congressman saying we need to go to war with Iran. It's right out of the Lindsey Graham playbook. It's just nuts. You go to war, you son of a bitch. You want to start a war? It's just disgusting. So we're going to play that for you. And then we've got some other things we're going to cover here, too. Before Pastor Rodney Howard Brown takes over and Maria Z with their coverage. I'll be rejoining with more news coverage on the War Room later today. But first,
Ladies and gentlemen, it is great that InfoWars is still on the air. And that is all thanks to your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I understand not everybody's into supplements. I take supplements every day. I probably take like 20 pills a day. Most, if not all, are from InfoWarsStore.com. I'm truly a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com, like DNA Force Plus, the Real Red Pill Plus. I like Brain Force Plus. So I can tell you I like bodies. I can tell you I like the products. I like the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Not everybody's into supplements. That's fine. We got other things that most people like, most people keep in their house, like coffee. Now, when I host the Jones Show, I like to drink coffee. I prefer coffee in the morning rather than the high caffeine content, let's say, in like a scoop of Turbo Force Plus. I like to take that in the afternoon. It's a little easier to do that in the afternoon than in the morning. So I'm drinking coffee today. And man, oh man. I almost hate drinking coffee because I can't just drink one cup and end up drinking like three or four sometimes, and that's just too much. But I can't help it. It's great. Truly is the best coffee. And you hear we have guest hosts or guests in studio, and they come and they get a cup of coffee, and they're just, oh my gosh, this coffee's amazing. Yeah, that's the coffee we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. It is great, isn't it? The crew loves it. I love it. I'm about to be on cup two here shortly. So it's one great way to support us. You drink coffee. You like keeping coffee in your house for guests, whatever. Get the coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. It's fantastic. You're going to love it. You're going to keep it in your home. You're going to continue to purchase it. That's our formula. Have a great product that you purchase. Maybe purchase it because you want a bag of coffee. Maybe purchase it because you want to support the InfoWar. But then you realize it's actually your favorite coffee. So we do have multiple options, but we sell out fast. One of our coffees, one of our coffee options is actually currently sold out. So get the coffee that is in stock while supplies last. I believe it's the Tip of the Spear Dark Roast. This is still in stock. There are other options, but I know some of them are sold out. But this is in stock. Tip of the Spear Dark Roast. And really, you will taste the difference, ladies and gentlemen. You will taste the difference of InfoWars coffee, and you'll support the InfoWar in the process. We're greatly appreciative for your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com. So here it is, Florida Congressman. What is this psychotic's name? Well, I don't have it on my desk here. Florida Congressman, it's not Lindsey Graham, though. Saying, we need to go to war with Iran. Here is the psychotic politician that would never go himself or probably not even send his own family.
Fears of a wider Middle Eastern conflict are growing as Syria and Iran accuse Israel of bombing Iran's consulate in the Syrian capital city of Damascus yesterday. Now, after a top military commander was killed, Iran has vowed to respond to the attack. For more on this, let's welcome in Florida Congressman Mike Waltz this morning. Congressman, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
You too. So what do you make of this? And what do you think an Iranian response looks like?
Well, I would only wish that the Biden administration had the same guts as the Israelis do, because they know the Israelis know the heart of the problem. The real disease here is Iran. Iran is behind Hezbollah in Lebanon. It's behind Hamas in Gaza. It's behind the Houthis that are attacking international shipping.
Yeah, Houthis are now making deals with Russia, by the way.
The militias in Iraq that have attacked our bases over 100 times. And reminder to everyone,
our bases are in the Middle East.
Iraq in small numbers to keep a lid on ISIS, which is exploding back on the scene. So
because
rather
vote for
than
bills
doing
to fund
what
Ukraine.
The Biden administration is doing, which is swatting at all of these different groups, exhausting our military and letting them be targeted.
No, you voted for every bill.
They're going to the
this guy's unreal. Pause it here. Pause it. This guy is just unreal. So I mean, I don't know much about Mike Waltz, but I'll tell you what, I can assume a bunch of things just from hearing him speak for 60 seconds. He's basically funded and run by the Israeli lobby. He's probably voted for every bill that expands spending in Israel and in Ukraine. And then he comes up here and says, oh, look, ISIS has expanded. Well, yeah, you pour the money and the weapons into the Middle East and into Ukraine that ends up in the hands of ISIS. Oh, I wish we had the guts Israel had. You mean the whole world turning against Israel? You mean them on camera killing innocent children and women? Bombing an embassy in Syria? We need to go after Iran. It's the scourge of the world. Wow. Show your tongue. Does it have an Israeli flag on it? Have you been licking some Israeli butthole? I mean, this is disgusting. But see, here's the problem with Representative Mike Waltz. He probably lives a nice life. He's probably a nice guy. Probably a nice guy. But I guess he's not concerned about his children if he has them. I guess he's not concerned about his family if he has a family. Hey, Mike, I got some news for you in case you didn't know, bud. In case you didn't know. I mean, I know you're a sitting congressman and everything, but in case you didn't know. You know the border's wide open, bud? Did you know that? Yeah. At least 8 million people have poured over our southern border. Who they are, what they are, where they came from. Do you know? Oh, let's bomb Iran. Let's bomb over here. Let's bomb the Russians. Hey, bud. We don't have a secure border. And now you're going on TV banging the drums of war against Iran. We got a wide open southern border. And you even sit here and you say, ISIS is a threat now. ISIS is a problem now. Well, how do you know ISIS isn't pouring over our southern border? And now you're sitting here talking trash on a TV show with a wide open southern border. Now you're up here saber rattling and we have a wide open southern border. Oh yeah, Russia. Oh yeah, we don't have to worry about the Russians. We don't have to worry about the Iranians. We're big, tough Americans. I mean, it's just disgusting. It's just disgusting. Continue.
And IRGC trainers, advisors, mentors that are supplying cash, money, and training to all of these terrorist groups.
Cash.
Israel took 7 of them out.
Training.
2 of them very senior. And I think that was a smart move on the Israelis' part.
Yeah, and in the case of an Iranian response, which again this morning we're learning will happen,
to bomb an embassy.
How it will happen or when it will happen, what could that mean for the U.S. in all of this and our ally, Israel?
Well, what the Iranian response will likely be is to trigger Hezbollah to Israel's north in Lebanon, which is far more dangerous, better armed, and numerous than Hamas is in Gaza. Mm-hmm. They've been holding that over the Israelis' head, and I expect to see that violence increase and those attacks increase. But look, Israel already has over 100,000 of its people that have had to become refugees that are displaced from their homes and their communities in northern Israel because of the fighting that's already occurring. Unfortunately, I fear that's going to be the next,
he's up here
front in this battle.
He's encouraging the knocking over the dominoes.
Israel calls a circle of fire around Israel. What will this administration do?
Look, right about that.
The way this administration could help Israel is cut off the cash in Iran. The irony here is Iran is selling its oil to China. 90% of its oil is going to China.
So yeah, you could definitely hone in on all that. Biden giving the money to Iran, and he's right about the situation for Israel, so I don't know how that makes him smart to bomb an embassy. But it's just, why are we doing this? Where are the voices for peace? Where are the voices for putting out this geopolitical?
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
About that as well. Virologist warns imminent new COVID crisis among vaccinated will cause chaos and collapse society. World-renowned Belgian virologist Gert van der Bosch issued a grave warning of an imminent massive tsunami of COVID illnesses and deaths among the vaccinated that will collapse hospitals and cause financial, economic, and social chaos. Well, I don't know why that wouldn't have happened already, if it hasn't already. But, man. You know, I was going to tie this into the show opening as well, so that it wasn't all negative. But, folks, there is a massive awakening happening right now. There's no other way to put it. There is a massive awakening, and it's not even necessarily political with the left-right paradigm. It's people are accepting some of these realities. They're spraying us with chemicals in the sky. They're putting poisons in our food and water. They're jacking with these vaccines. They're not even really vaccines. They're killing us with them. I mean, these are average dinner table conversations now. And see, I'm just kind of known as the conspiracy guy, not because I go around when I'm out in public or go to the gym with my gym buddies and talk about it or go golfing and have to talk about it. It's just people know what I do, and if they have a question about something, they'll bring it up to me, and they just see I'm informed. But now it's like I'm hearing from people, and they're like, hey, I'm talking to my cousins. I'm talking to my brother, my sister, my friends, my family at Easter, and they're bringing up chemtrails, and they're bringing up killer vaccines. Hell, some of them are talking about flat Earth. And it's not even whether the Earth is flat or not. The point is, we've been lied to so much by our media. We've been lied to so much from our government. And it's just all the signs, all the symptoms. Like, it's just hitting everybody. It's just like a Mack truck, just boom. And so it's like, whoa, you're like, oh my God, I've been lied to my whole life. What the hell? Is the Earth flat? What the hell is going on? So I get it. But no, it's not. Now it's been a complete shift. It used to be you go to dinner and you talk about chemtrails, you're going to be the crazy person. Now you go to dinner and someone's like, there's no such thing as chemtrails, you're the idiot. You're the moron. You're the joke. And so all this stuff is undeniable now. And it's not even, it's a spiritual thing. Yeah, you could look at this and say, hey, gas prices are up again. Hey, my grocery bill is up. My energy bill is the highest it's ever been. Nobody can afford their mortgage, their car payments. What the hell? And maybe they equate that to policy. But man, they really forced people to take this vaccine. And almost everybody knows someone that's been hit with a side effect. No. I would say everybody knows somebody that's been hit with a side effect. I mean, I can do just a quick sample size. We got about a 10-person crew here today. I know somebody that's been hit with a side effect. What about you over there working the camera? You know somebody that's been hit with a side effect? Yes. I can ask everybody in here, and they know somebody that's been hit with a side effect. Every day it's in the news. A professional athlete drops dead, heart attack. You never saw that before. People know what's going on. And so you start to get into this area. And then it becomes this, well, you know, I've never really been political. And all I really see is this same media complex that lied to me about the vaccines and lied to me about this, that, and the other thing. And then it's the same people telling me I shouldn't vote for Trump. But I mean, life in America was better under Trump. It's not even that they like Trump, or it's not even a political thing. It's just observing the world around them and accepting some of the realities here. They got these labs all over the country anyway. Staff at taxpayer-funded Colorado virus lab bitten by COVID-infected hamsters and bats. And they refuse to alert the public. This guy just runs into the lab. Ah, woo, and then bats and rats and all this stuff is biting him. It's like, oh my God, I'm bitten. Ah, and then he runs outside. Oh, hey, he's coughing and touching everybody. I mean, what the hell is this? 12 monkeys? How does this crap happen? How does a bridge collapse? How do we have all these infrastructure collapses? How do we have processing plants burning to the ground? Farms burning to the ground? Nobody's been talking about this massive wildfire in Texas. Just massive farms. Just totally destroyed. Yeah. Steak prices are going up. Don't worry, the liberals don't realize that. They don't eat steak. Another high-level bioweapons lab is under the gun after it was revealed that there have been at least 50 serious safety incidents since 2020. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to run into the bat tank. Woo! It's fun. None of the 50-plus incidents were ever reported publicly. Other incidents at the Colorado State University lab, which handles the world's deadliest viruses, including coronavirus, include one in which workers were splashed in the face with blood from tuberculosis-positive mice. Ooh, we're playing with blood! And it's all this game. Hey, COVID comes out and now you got to lock down and shut down and wear a mask. And some of these poor people are still wearing a mask thinking it's saving them from something. But then you go to the highest level bio labs and they're running around like bait for rats that are infected with disease and not telling anybody about it. Hey, but we're all still here, aren't we? So isn't that something? Yeah, you get locked down while your border is wide open. You get locked down while your border is wide open. But they'll put you in a 15-minute city. You know, I've lived somewhere where you can get from one end to the other in 15 minutes. Can you guess where it was? It's a federal prison. Yeah. Don't worry, they had all the food I needed. Yeah. Yeah. Limit of how much you could have. But no, I've lived in a 15-minute city. Nice, very nice walls. Big barbed wire, lots of security. Yeah, I've lived in a 15-minute city. It was called a federal prison. Wouldn't recommend it. But, oh, you repackage it as trendy and liberal and green new energy. Oh, yeah, oh. I get a pod. I get to eat bug protein. Oh, I'm saving the planet. I'm so much better than you. Oh. 15-minute cities will be open prisons for humanity. Special report at Infowars.com. And they're already testing these things. London mayoral candidate Shaheem Batra. It sounds English. Shaheem Batra. I English. Issued a stark warning about the 15-minute city concept that is a central pillar of the globalist Great Reset agenda. Hey, at least he knows what's going on. At least he's warning the people of England. And he's right. He says, you won't be able to drive a petrol or diesel car anymore. 10 states in the United States are trying to ban gas-powered engines. If you want food, you will get a calorie-controlled system sent to you by text saying this is what you can eat today. If you violate any of these things, they will freeze your bank account. So he's got it totally right. Do you think Shaheem Batra is going to win the mayor's role? Probably not. It'd be the best thing to happen to London in a long time if he did. But see, this is the awakening I'm talking about. People are getting it. Not the Florida congressman who wants to strike Iran. He doesn't get it, obviously. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Thomas Massie, these people get it. Tech startup working on building a robot that uses an AI-powered brain. Oh, that sounds fun. But the AI will run the entire smart city. It'll be great. But see, they just act like it's AI. It's all programmed with all these preconceived notions. Like, how does an AI say, oh, if I had to choose between letting a nuclear strike happen or saying the N-word, I'd let the nuclear strike happen. How is that? What is that? But don't worry, because maybe the AI can determine what a woman is. People in New York apparently can't. The video's at Infowars.com. Does New York have any idea what a woman is? Residents struggle to explain basic biological reality. Shut up, you bigot. There's this trans day of visibility. Yeah, that woman with a big, big bulge in her pants. Yeah, that's a woman, baby.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.